This is nothing to do with Radio 4 whatsoever. In half an hour, you can find out exactly what's going on in the mind of rap artist Mark C. Mark, as Jonathan Eglum asks him what the fuck he thinks he's doing with his life. But first, the Bow Years.
Oh, Mrs. Bowyer, what am I to do?
Whatever's the matter?
I've just heard that the local carnival that we hold every year has been cancelled. I've got this huge papier-mâché head which I made in the shape of Des Lynam. I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
My word, it's a big head.
Yes, it's 6 foot by 4 foot eight. I suppose it would be the sort of thing you would see if you looked up the New Orleans Festival on the internet, should you so wish to get a good proximity of its size.
Yes, it's certainly a similar sort of size to that. Well, I suppose you could keep it here until you find a use for it.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, put it over there behind the crisps.
Slap.
Anyway, Lawrence, I have my own problems.
Ow!
Yes, ever since last week when three villagers died of the Black Death after eating pasties bought from me, people seem discouraged from shopping here.
People have such long memories.
What with the fact that my long-lost son, who I gave up for adoption 40 years ago, may walk through that door any moment, my nerves are frayed.
Yes, you have got a lot on your mind.
Yes, yes, I have.
Begging me for more she was, and I rammed it into her from behind, and then I grabbed her soft. That sheep I was telling you about spoke Spanish, it did.
Oh, here we go. Another one of Obadiah's tall tales.
I'm being honest.
Oh, come on. It's like that nonsense you were talking about men landing on the moon.
Oh, I did make that up, yes. But this lamb definitely spoke Spanish.
You're the one you are.
Excuse me. I am versed in speaking conversational Spanish. Would you like me to interpret it between you and this animal of which you speak previously?
Well, if it's not too much trouble.
Not at all. If this animal is all you say, it could well lead to a massive leap in the cognitive and neurological understanding of brain developments throughout the species, which, of course, is one of my hobbies.
Well, there's not enough time to lose, then.
Indeed.
Let's get up to the farm.
Now then, gentlemen, I know many of you are unfamiliar with my work, coming as I did in haste after the tragic and unexpected death of my predecessor, Mr. Predecessor. And you'll be glad to know this morning that the coroner has come back with a verdict of death by natural causes.
Hurrah!
Gentlemen, I wish you to join me in a hearty evil guffaw.
But, gentlemen, I can honestly say that this sheep definitely speaks Spanish.
Yes, I told you it did.
Yes, it's incredible. What's it saying?
Well, apparently, the sheep is very adamant that it is actually the spirit of a previous landowner from the 18th century, and is telling us that he is also in contact with a friend of a friend who actually knows a Roman galleon soldier who was buried on these grounds in a galleon.
In a galleon?
Yes, during the Ice Age or something. I suggest we dig the whole farm up.
Oh, you don't want to dig the farm up. It's a farm.
I mean, it'll ruin the ruin the ambience and the business of the farm.
Yes, that's exactly what.
This is better than when we opened up that Egyptian souvenir shop and we didn't have any Egyptian souvenirs whatsoever. You found a pyramid underneath the kitchen floor.
Really? This place must be a treasure trove of activity. The lamb knows all.
That's what I'm worried about.
Oh, what's that photograph you're looking at, Mrs. Bowyer?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just the only picture I have of my son.
Oh, the one you gave away for adoption 40 years ago?
I gave him away for adoption 40 years ago. For adoption, you know. I haven't heard anything from him since.
What happened to him?
I haven't heard anything from him since.
Oh, that is sad.
Hello. I notice you have a huge marble head of Des Lynam in the window. And as I run the National Museum of Papier-Mâché Heads of former Countdown presenters, I am interested, naturally, in purchasing it from you.
Lucien? Is that you? After 40 years, you come back here, drawn in by Lynam's bulbous bonds into the bosom of your loving mother. Can it really be you?